From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Tuesday.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
V-shape, W-shape, U-shape, what do we got? What's the shape?
Who would know? Well, we've got to wait and see, Mike, as we sort of kiss goodbye to August. It looks like, which I just might add, looks like it'll be a very good month for the local share market. I'll give you the final number on that tomorrow morning. But as we do that, Mike, we're going to get lots of analysis. I think lots of thinking is going to be going on at the moment about the economic impact of the current lockdown. And if you're thinking about the extent of the crater that we're going to see in growth, and there's going to be lots of conjecture about the propensity of the economy to rebound. Now, in that context, Mike, we do have some timely information in the ANZ Consumer Confidence Survey, which was released at the end of last week. Now, and we get ANZ Business Confidence, that's released today as well, so that will add to this discussion. Now, look, of course, the big unknown here remains the duration of the level 4 lockdown. I talked about this last week, I think, and it's all about the economic powerhouse that is Auckland. And will the 2 weeks at level 4 resolve the current outbreak and we can get back to a more normal economic sort of output? Now, we know that the RBNZ is mindful of, is cognizant of the rebound factor, but you've got to ask the question, will that phenomenon be as pronounced this time? Now, if I look at that ANZ Consumer Confidence Survey, the bulk of the survey respondents were received prior to the announcement of level 4. So it gives you a feel of momentum going in. And if I look at consumer confidence, headline was waning slightly. We eased 3 points in August. But the most pointed outcome of the survey, I thought, was the proportion of people who thought it was a good time to buy a major household item. Now, that indicator, Mike, fell 11 points to plus 13. Now, that is the lowest level that we've seen that particular data point all year. So the propensity of people to want to go out and spend a lot of money was actually dropping quite quickly. I think that's quite telling. And for whatever reason, you know, price may be a factor. And last week I warned about those supply issues that I think we're going to see between now and Christmas. So it's one factor to consider. I don't think price is going to get any better over the next few months. But consider the other factors as well, Mike. Just think through some of these other factors. This time around, interest rates in all likelihood are going up if lockdown isn't extended materially. And the proportion of mortgage borrowings that will be affected by those interest rate rises is the highest it has ever been. Capacity constraints are worsening. Supply constraints could get worse as well. Inflation set to rise. And the other issue that I don't have any data on, but I just put it out there and let's see what people think, is how many businesses out there, retail, hospo, have used up their savings, has wound out their borrowings to get through previous lockdowns, and this one's going to be the final straw. I don't know the numbers on that. Look, it's not all negative, Mike. The second quarter spending figures were robust. That gives us some comfort. But I think the risk is higher this time that we don't get the same degree of post-lockdown rebound.
You and I are on the same page. Technical recession, of course, in Australia is looking at some job numbers in New South Wales. It's starting to bite. And is it tomorrow?
I have to admit, Mike, not sure. I think it's the first. Okay. I think it's tomorrow. Yeah. So this is second quarter GDP coming out in Australia. Now, we get our second quarter GDP comes out on the 16th of September, mid-September, so we've got to wait a couple of weeks. But there is this possibility that's sort of looming out there potentially that Aussie could get a technical recession this year, because if I look at the outcomes of the economists' forecasts, there's a couple of people are actually forecasting for second quarter a slight negative. Now, we know their third quarter is going to be negative. There's no doubt about that. So I just think it's an interesting to look at this, that they went for decades without a technical recession, and they got one last year. And I suppose there's a slim possibility they get another one this year.
All right. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones is actually up 35,459. It's up about 4 points. The NASDAQ, 4,536. It's up 27 points as we speak. The NASDAQ, 15,286. It's up 157 points, about 1%. The FTSE 100, 7148, up 23. The Nikkei was up 148 points overnight, about 0.5%, 27789. And the Shanghai Composite up 6 points, 3528. The ASX 200, they gained 16 points yesterday, about 0.2%, 7504 was the close. And we gained 121 points in the NZX 50 to start the week, up 0.92%, 13,180. Kiwi dollar remains strong, 0.7002 against the US, almost at 96 cents against the Aussie, 0.9598, 0.5935 euro, 0.5089 pounds, 76.95 yen, gold $1,809.85, and Brent crude still being supported by potentially supply disruptions, $73.32.
You have a good one, mate. Catch up middle of the week. AndrewKelleher.co, not AndrewKelleher.co, it's jmiwealth.co.nz.